Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there a word, a phrase that just sounds funny, or you guys say it at work all the time? And if you didn't work in your industry, it would just be weird to hear people say 314-531-9890. It could be an inside joke too. Like AB's sister, they are constantly talking about nipples.
Yep.
When you just say it us, if we were just saying, like, if we just said the word nipple a lot, like, in our job, we would all just start being like little kids and just start chuckling.
Right. Yeah.
But because of what her job is, you talk about nipples a lot, right?
Yeah, my sister works for like a baby bottle company, and so she'll always be like, I just cannot get used to my boss saying nipple to me all the time.
It's so funny that it's almost like we're like little kids, like being immature.
Yeah.
But like, seriously, if we were sitting here talking about our nipples in our workplace, we would all be like,
I feel so weird. On this show would be one thing, but I'm like trying to picture our bosses saying nipple to us, and I can't picture it. I don't think our boss would do that.
Would say nipple?
See, I can't even take it seriously when Kevin says it.
Well, I mean, we've got a couple. I don't know if they're like, you know, okay, so these are the words that we kind of use and people probably don't know what they mean.
Yeah.
Like skimmer.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Which is the digital recording thing we have that keeps a track of what we do.
Helps make the podcast.
Yep. Board.
Like a board. Yeah, all the stuff, the buttons that Kevin presses. Yeah.
Spot, which is the commercials we run. That's a spot.
Yeah.
And then the one that could be taken either way, log.
Log, yeah.
Yeah, because
that's where the commercial log is, it tells us where all the commercials are. We used to have to sign
the log, so.
That's so funny.
That's funny that you even thought of those terms, because I was thinking, like, this segment would be hard for us, because we say, basically all we say is weird stuff that you can't say in your normal jobs. I mean, we, like, talk about, like, our sex
nipples.
Lives, so that's, weird that you couldn't do in a regular job, so it's funny that you brought those up, Kev.
314-531-9898. Is there a word or a phrase that might be weird, but like this is just commonly talked about in my work? Is there a funny word that you're like, we say this word all the time and it's so funny, but no one would ever understand it unless you worked in my industry? Commercial free on Friday the 13th. It's superstitious to not go commercial free on Friday the 13th. That's
Definitely.
Why we did it. Yeah, that's why we did it. Actually, we do it every day on the Brett Maga Show. What is a phrase or a word that you constantly use in your work and it makes you chuckle or laugh, or people just wouldn't even get it unless you worked in the business? 314-531-9898. What's it for you? Like AB's sister is constantly hearing her boss just talk about nipples.
Yep. She works for a baby bottle company, so it's always coming up.
And it's always weird to hear your boss say nipple, nipple, nipple. But yeah, that's a thing in the industry. And so, Hannah, you're laughing at some of them.
I'm sorry. The text line is just making me giggle right now. One of them says, I'm a vet tech, so sometimes when we go to take a temperature, if the animal is like super furry, they'll say out loud, where's your butthole? I think it's hilarious. I think that's like my number one word. I laugh at that's funny. Another one is from a home health nurse. She says that she has to call people and ask if they've been able to poop.
Oh my God. So yeah, something you wouldn't really understand unless you're in the industry. Like, hey man, I would never ask Hannah, like, how's your pooping going?
Right. Yeah. And then another nurse texted in and said that like they have to say, oh, your wound looks really good today.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
That is a weird thing to say.
AB had like her hand issue going on for like ever.
And I've been waiting for those words for quite some time.
Amber, you're a teacher. What's a phrase or that teachers use that we would just make us laugh?
Yeah, so like if you recess duty, morning duty, or bus duty.
Teachers, teachers laughing about duty is hilarious because we always think of teachers being so mature, but then teachers going, I'm on duty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep, we gotta go to recess duty.
Yeah, well, have a good duty today, okay, Amber?
Yeah.
Connie, what's a word or phrase that makes you laugh about your work?
I ask every day, are you using a growth regulator?
What? I need to be, Connie. I really need to be.
What is that?
This is a personal problem.
I work in pest control distribution, and it helps, a growth regulator helps break the breeding cycle of insects.
Oh, mine's a different one.
Different growth or non-growth.
Hey, Hannah!
Connie, it's a family show, Hannah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Brandy, what's a word or phrase that you're, you know, just makes you laugh at work?
We have to tip the patient, which is referring to an enema, typically. I'm an X-ray
tech. Oh!
Dang!
Oh,
okay.
So you don't want to over-tip.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we have to.
Whoa! That one... interested?
Enough enema talk for the day.
We are still commercial free on the Brett Magus Show. It's Y98 St. Louis.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.